This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Operation Sindoor sent a strong global message about India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. He said India has made it clear that no place is safe for those who harm Indian citizens. Mr. Modi was speaking at the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of the country's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi today.
आज का भारत देश हित में जो भी हो सकता है और जो भी सही है उसके हिसाब से कदम उठाता है। आज सैन्य जरूरतों के लिए भी भारत की विदेशों पर निर्भरता लगातार कम हो रही है। हम डिफेंस सेक्टर में आत्मनिर्भर हो रहे हैं और इसका प्रभाव हमने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भी देखा है।
The Prime Minister said the historic conversation between Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held a century ago at Shivagiri Math in Kerala, gave new direction to the freedom movement and continues to inspire India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. The Israel Defense Forces has claimed that Iran fired the missiles despite a ceasefire being announced by US President Donald Trump. The IDF said it has detected a new launch of ballistic missiles from Iran and sirens sounded in northern Israel. This comes shortly after Israel said it had agreed to a bilateral ceasefire with Iran. The Israeli media reported the Defense Minister Israel Katz has ordered intense strikes on the Iranian capital Tehran after accusing Iran of violating a truce brokered by the United States and Qatar. Meanwhile, the General Staff of Iran's armed forces has denied Israel's claim that it launched missiles over the past few hours. In a related development, the Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister has expressed his gratitude to Qatar for helping to prevent escalation in the region. Earlier in the day, Israel had agreed to US President Donald Trump's proposal for a ceasefire with Iran. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office stated that it had agreed to the ceasefire after achieving its goal of removing Tehran's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. The statement also thanked the United States for its support and participation in eliminating the Iranian nuclear threat. Netanyahu also said that Israel will respond forcefully to any violation of the ceasefire. Trump has said that a ceasefire between Israel and Iran was now in place and had asked both countries not to violate it. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's food processing sector has seen remarkable transformation over the years with a dynamic approach which has empowered rural entrepreneurs. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article penned by Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan for a News Daily reaffirming India's transformation journey in food processing sector. In his article, the Food Processing Industries Minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has traversed a remarkable arc of change. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government has taken several measures to reduce the burden on trade by cutting down tariffs to support manufacturing and promote export. Addressing the Exim Bank Trade Conclave in New Delhi today, Mrs. Sitharaman said country's total exports reached to all-time high of $825 billion and achieved 6% growth over the previous year. In a significant move to strengthen the Indian Army's operational readiness in counter-terrorism operations, the Ministry of Defence has cleared 13 contracts under the Emergency Procurement Mechanism. These contracts, amounting to 1,981 crore rupees, have been finalized against an overall sanction outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for the Indian Army. Government has launched a portal to invite applications from global electric vehicles giants under the scheme to promote manufacturing of electric passenger cars in India. The application portal will be open for applicants till the 21st of October of this year. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.2% up to the last hour of trade today, pairing most of the gains secured in early trade. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, England were 41 for no loss a short while ago against India on the fifth and last day of the first test at Headingley, Leeds. Host England are chasing a target of 371 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.